This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Final hour for us, the morning show from Borgata. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, the question today was, who is the Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC? Your four options, the Commanders, the Lions, the Rams, and the Niners. How do you think the voting played out?
I think, for some reason, the Lions are going to get a lot of votes, even though they probably don't deserve them due to the departure of both offensive and defensive coordinators. So they're going to be up there. But we all know the Commanders are good. Commanders win barely.
Oh, you were on the right track.
Oh, the Lions win.
I thought you were going to say it's still good to get there. Then, so the Lions win the poll at 49%. Whoa. The Commanders are next at 38%. This was a two-horse race. The Rams at 12%. And get this, the 49ers at 1%.
Yeah. I love that.
Barely.
It's beautiful.
I love that because I hate the 49ers.
And they stink. Honestly, we can blame Dan Wilson for that one. I wanted to put the Packers in the poll. Dan Wilson said, "Up, the Niners are...
No, I would have put the Packers.
Dan, do you want to defend yourself, Dan? Do you want to hop on the mic and defend yourself, or are you just going to take this?
It was the FanDuel odds. I was going straight off of that. I was trying to be fair.
Well, Niners will have Christian McCaffrey back, right?
I don't know. Sure.
I'm just going to, Dan, let me explain something to you about being a sports talk show host. That never think about it as being fair. Just go with your gut feeling and your opinion.
Go with what's right. So we'll blame Dan for that one.
Screw being fair.
Yeah, I could have taken the bullets for you. Speaking of screw being fair, I could have taken the bullets for Dan and just been like, it was my idea, but it wasn't.
No.
And I threw him under the bus.
I mean, the 100%. Usual host wants to list all the options alphabetically, so that's more than fair.
That's true. Well, that's a Joe thing, yeah. So Dan.
That stems from Joe's weirdness.
So Dan produced for us a couple weeks ago when we were in Clearwater, and it was funny because I'm down there in Clearwater. Yeah. With you guys, and I'm like telling Dan all the little nuances of
and
Dan's like, I totally forgot how nuanced this show is. Like, you know,
the
how
little
Joe
nuances
like,
that just make no sense.
Yes,
there's
like the
no
very
real
specific ways like that we do certain things.
Like you had to do it apologetically. Like, Dan, I'm sorry that we do it this way.
It's exactly right.
You're gonna have to.
But seriously, do it. Yeah.
Countdown from 10 to 4, but stop there.
Yeah, like, so that's an example. Coming back from break, when people have reads, we count from 10 to 4 and stop at 4 to give them a chance to hear. It's very inside baseball. But Dan was like, I'm like, Dan, do it this way. Seriously. All right. The Niners lose the poll in a big way, which you love to hear.
The Lions are not as good as
the Lions win the
poll,
the Niners lose the poll.
Would indicate that, I think.
They're probably the most talented. of the four teams.
Maybe.
The Lions top to bottom, yeah. I think they are. Yeah, I think they are. But also the Commanders have the best quarterback. So
The thing I don't like about the Commanders, I'm not afraid of them. I'm just annoyed that they are now going to be a thorn in our side, I feel, for years to come.
Me too.
And I hate it.
And you know what? I get that. But here, you know what? I'll flip it around on the other side. And look, they have 30 years of not being that. You know. But here, real quick, I wasn't even going to play this. But Dan, get the Diana Rossini audio together real quick. Just because, to make everyone feel a little bit better, we might have Washington, you know, on the come up, as they say, in the division. But the Giants still being the Giants. Here's what Diana Rossini had to say about the Giants.
What are the Giants doing?
Hoping that Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco decide to come to New York. I think that's going to wind up being one of their backup plans, one or the other. They've been operating.
Are they taking a quarterback? You think they're taking Shedeur Sanders?
I do. I think they've always had the focus has always been to get a quarterback here. I think they've aggressively called up to Tennessee to try to move up. I don't get the sense right now out of Tennessee that they've made a final decision yet. I just know that they've obviously not made this trade. I think Tennessee winds up going quarterback, and I think the New York Giants do as well. I think the Giants are going to do whatever they can to just try to get up and get a quarterback and then sort of figure out where to go from there.
This is great. And just music to my ears here.
I get the impression, for Dion's sake, he'd be loving that.
Oh, my God.
Idea.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. The
New York.
His son and the Big Apple. This feels like it's only a matter of time. Like, that's where it's
going to
be.
It does feel like, and who knows? We never know with these quarterbacks. We're not in a room with them. I do think, you know, not understand their personalities. We learned that with Jalen. I mean, some guys, you know, the way they're driven, the way they go about their business, the way they think, like, mentally, that's the stuff that matters in a lot of cases more than the below the shoulders.
Been
we'll see. Who knows? My point is that in terms of quarterback class, like, both of these guys, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, wouldn't have gone in the top 10 last year. Like all the, at least according to the experts or whatever, the three guys who went the top of the draft, May, Williams, and Daniels would have gone ahead. McCarthy would have gone ahead. Penix would have gone ahead. Yep. So, like, my point being, Rhea, I can see you smiling over there. I like, first of all, I love the Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco
exactly
bridge thing.
Exactly that every year.
But no, but it is a down year for quarterbacks, and I would love to see the Giants trade into the top two and do something.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Great for us. Yeah.
The Giants could have done everything that they could have done to get up in that topic by not winning that game.
Well, that's hilarious.
But their coach and their GM were desperately trying to keep their jobs.
That's true, and they did.
And that's just dumb.
Which is good for us.
I added so much half and half to my coffee that the coffee is cold. It's almost cold. It's so tepid. It's like a summer drink.
Milk.
It's almost like there was ice that melted and now it's lukewarm like the rest of the room.
I'm okay
and
with
Jimmy,
that. At least there's coffee flavoring in there.
I heard you had a problem with the restroom.
Oh my God.
No,
John.
Well, I didn't have a problem. I started to walk into they're right next to each other, and I've never used that one there. The two bathrooms.
They are.
The men's and women's. And I started to walk into the women's and I saw Devin standing there. I was like, wrong room. And I went around with the other
room. Whoa.
So it's not that exciting.
That's a nice little surprise.
I was like, they're right next to each other there. I've never been to those bathrooms yet. So I was like, whoa, that is the wrong one. And then I went in the right one and all was well.
It happens.
Yeah. You know, I turned around right away. It was all good. All right.
Does it smell like candles in the women's as much as the men's?
No,
it's a gorgeous smell.
It was exactly. Exactly the same in the same room. Oh, I didn't even notice the smell.
Oh, anyway. It's wonderful. Really is.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Ricky?
You know, since you were a fan from 1961 to 1980 of the Eagles, and you had no World Series to 1980, having the combination of a football and baseball teams over the last 3 years being the best in the country is a very nice feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
unreal.
We almost can't handle it, and thus we're pushing back against it.
We suffered for years, and now I talk about the indoor teams and the outdoor teams. We're killing it with the outdoor teams. I just hope that this lineup, those top six, deliver, because with Ranger having some of his problems already with his back, we're not getting Painter till June or July. This offense has to carry this pitching staff if they have some bumps in the road, and it's a concern of mine, but got to be positive because pitching is so key in baseball. It's the offense and defensive lines of baseball, and I think that's really what we have to focus on. Before I give you my answer, I got a good answer for you. I'm heading down to the NCAA Wrestling Championships. I told you guys yesterday what Penn State's been doing. They had two rounds yesterday, John, the preliminary and the round of 16, like the Sweet 16 of basketball. Mm-hmm. Penn State had 10 kids. There's 10 weight classes. They went 20-0 yesterday. Oh. First time that's happened since Iowa in 1997.
That is pretty amazing.
Wins this year. Easily. Get
Rick has brought more wrestling talk to WIP than anyone in the last 20 years.
That's crazy. What I bring to the table. I bring everything to the table.
It's good.
Penn State's now Iowa.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's an amazing program.
He's going to have eight more titles. Yep. Cal Sanders is going to have eight more titles than Newt Rockne. Two more than John Wooden. And
yeah, it's different. You can't compare it like that.
Incredible.
You can't compare it like that. The competition isn't.
No,
yeah,
can't.
But I get your point,
all
Rick. You got what's your answer for us?
I love it when a plan comes together. The Army couldn't find him, Colonel B.A. Baracus from the 18th.
Ah, there you go. Sure, that's a good outside the box. You don't think of him as a colonel, but he is. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to get to drop of the week, a special drop of the week. But first, let's get to our guy Gary in Southampton. What up, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing? How's everybody?
Doing great, Gary.
Yeah, I was bummed I didn't get a chance to call into with yesterday with Wechter.
I have a Wechter update right now.
Yeah, he texted me too. Yeah.
He's having a Bloody Mary in Nashville Airport right now. Yeah. So he's doing well.
Love that for Wechter.
Yeah, well, you know, Wechter, you know, as you know, Ree, you know, we wing ball.
Gary, of course.
And Wechter, really, the best part of it was the weigh-in the night before. That was fun, right?
Insane. Rick? It was a little insane, yes.
That was the best. And Joe let his hair down and did his thing, him and his wife. And it was just, he just had a great career.
Yeah, oh, my God. Again, we mentioned it before, but it can't go without saying it was the longest tenured sports radio person in the country. I mean, that is unbelievable
fantastic.
Achievement.
You guys really made a great tribute to him yesterday. So,
well, he deserved
it.
It's the least that he deserved.
Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to him.
I'm sure Joe will be around, and he's not disappearing.
No.
Gear, what do you got on the Phils?
Well, the Phils, I'm really disappointed that I heard that Rojas might even start it in center field.
Penciled in.
Penciled on. See,
you got an eraser on that?
I thought the line of penciled in was a very important part of the sentence.
Yeah.
I have a big eraser. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not real happy with him being here. You know what I mean? So.
Look, I think he's fine to have on your roster. I think he's a nice, if he's a bench player for you, like Johan Rojas is a nice bench player. He's a great, great late inning defensive replacement. He's got some speed. He can steal some bases as a pinch runner. Like, I think he makes a ton of sense as a bench guy. It's just you don't want him as your starting center fielder. No. Yeah. Gary, you got an answer for us?
Yeah. I do. How about General Zod?
Oh my gosh. Talking Richie's language.
What an
great call,
answer.
Gary.
Bang!
I can't believe no one had said that yet.
Yeah,
I
it comes
love
up on the show
one.
So much. Yeah. I mean, Joe references it nonstop.
Well, Zod is an incredible name for
it
me
is.
Personally.
General Zod is just a great name.
Zod is, you know, the three-letter names that you have to fill in for arcade games, that sort of thing.
Or like my daughter's name, she could just do it.
I
three
know.
Letters, strong.
And my name, J-O-N.
Yeah.
I could always put that in. Like, if I'm at the mall playing Rampage at the arcade, I can put J-O-N
which
in
is great.
For my high score.
Yeah, I was always jealous.
At one point,
JSS was not as fun.
Not as cool. At one point, yeah, and my initials are J-D-R, not as cool.
But I have multiple middle names.
At
so
one
J-A-S
point,
or J-S-S.
I saw Superman 2, and I saw Kneel Before Zod, and it was like, strong, that's right? It, man.
Nailed
it. My name... In that Rampage.
Oh, Zod. You went with Zod.
Absolutely. My three-letter name
kid.
Is now Zod because everyone will kneel before Zod.
Love
it's
it.
Great, man. It's the greatest. It's still my name.
Love that.
For the three-letter purposes.
Coming up in 1 minute, we're going to get to a very special, maybe quick, but a special drop of the week coming up in just a moment.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. And I don't have to worry if Louie, my dog, is out there on the lawn. It's safer for him with Natural Lawn. I know my family is getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. You switch too to Natural Lawn Safer Services, and you can start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, and you get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, it's time for a special edition of Drop of the Week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
All right, let's get to this. So normally we don't do drop of the week when Joe's not here because, as we all know, Joe is the muse for drop of the week. Yes. You know, the butt of the joke, the one willing to take the beating, and the one who, you know, other than Devin every once in a while, says the funniest things on the show. So,
oh, my God, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so, now, it's not always on purpose. Let's remember, like, TJ Houshmandzadeh, you know. Yeah.
But that was TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They make you laugh.
Thank you for that,
but
Wilson.
Today I thought, and Drop of the Week brought to you by, sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. I thought for today we could, so you guys are always down here on Fridays, and I'm normally back in the studio, obviously here today, but you're at Borgata, and I'm back in the studio. So Fridays were mine and Wechter's day. You know, it was always just me and Rhea. Every once in a while you'll be back and doing updates, but it's usually just me and Wechter. We hang out all morning on Fridays, and I'll ask him my Beat the Hammer questions, and he always helped me with Drop of the Week, and I would always like be like, is this funny enough? You know, he would be my sounding board. Yeah. I was like, is it, because as you guys know, sometimes Joe can be like, tighten up Drop of the Week. And so I'm like, all right, is this good enough? So Joe is always a huge fan of Drop of the Week. We'd always listen to it together. You know, when I would do it, he would hang. So in honor of Joe, I thought that you know, let's give Joe one more shout out and give Joe the well-deserved Drop of the Week win, because Joe was amazing on the mic yesterday getting the chance. And I thought of all his lines. This was the Drop of the Week from Joe Wechter.
Joe, is this emotional for you today hearing all this?
Of course. Yeah, it has been, you know, to hear all the everybody, you know, talking about me and making me a center of attention is pretty overwhelming for me.
I deserve it.
I'm behind the scenes. That's where I lived. And now I realize how easy this job is on this side.
Tell him.
So true.
Wow. So true.
Taking shots.
Tell him, Joe.
Taking shots.
Awesome. Awesome.
Outstanding.
I loved it. Like, obviously, as a producer, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. But just, Wechter, I thought, I was really happy that so many people came in to honor him and all that. But I thought for someone who did not spend much time on a microphone over there, like, he could have. Like, he's, and we knew it. We knew all the great lines
that
he's,
you know,
so funny and so quick and clever. Like, I'm not at all surprised that the funniest line of the day went to Joe White.
Oh, no doubt. Like, I'm telling you, when Jonesy wasn't in, I would get the lines.
Yeah.
So if I sounded funnier on some days.
I've seen some of the texts he'll send. Yeah. And I have actually been in studio with Joe where you'll say a line and I'll open my door. I'll be like, was that one of yours?
Oh,
yeah. Joe is one of the funniest, and we're lucky that we had him for when we did, and obviously we're excited to hang with him in the future, but we'll miss him obviously at WIP, and it's a well-deserved, well-earned retirement for an unbelievable career. So I figure, you know, I know he got some honors yesterday, like Hall of Fame for WIP.
The Drop of the Week is,
I figure, let's give him the real honor.
Exactly.
Like, Drop of the Week winner, you know?
Way bigger than anything.
Yes, bigger than WIP Hall of Fame. That was cool. The WIP Hall of Fame. Yes. Really, really cool.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I couldn't be there yesterday. I said goodbye to Wechter on Wednesday. I didn't know he got in the Hall of Fame.
They surprised him at the end. Rod and David Yagaroff came in and said that Joe Wechter would be the newest addition to the WIP Hall of Fame. And why even have a WIP Hall of Fame if we're not going to put Joe Wechter
Correct.
In there? Seriously.
Yeah.
So.
And for those who, it actually is a wall.
Oh, yeah. No, Joe Wechter's studios. Picture will be hanging
yeah,
in
not
WIP.
Just like a
yeah, this
name,
is not
like,
a metaphorical yeah. Hall of Fame. There's a real
Literal.
Hall of Fame.
It's Brookie,
yeah.
Angelo, and Glenn Mack.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. Yep. And
there's now four people.
And now
that's
Wechter.
Awesome.
That
yeah.
Elite.
Very
it's
elite.
Company.
Yeah, and really, really well earned and well deserved. All right. 215-592-9494. We got one more segment to go. Joe and Hugh coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll lead you up to that. One more segment to go. Get your calls in now, plus your chance to win the Jim Gaffigan Prize with a fictional service person. It's the morning show from Borgata. We're coming right back.
BetMGM has an unreal deal for sports fans. Turn $10 into $150 if you win your first bet at BetMGM. Simply download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code WIP150. Then place a $10 bet on any sport. You'll receive $150 in bonus bets if you win. And the fun does not stop there. Sign up to get instant access to a variety of...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The parlay selection features like the new look, same game parlays, live betting options, and more. Download the app today and get $150 in bonus bets if you win your first bet with bonus code WIP150. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
Was this Ricky Martin? Is it? I was not expecting the Ricky Martin comeback. Is that in reference to something, Dan, or are you just a Ricky Martin guy?
No, I've just been going all over the place with the music.
Like it. Yeah,
just
that was definitely
Ricky Martin,
out of nowhere. Yeah,
it's sometimes is.
Yeah, sometimes it's
Friday.
Just a Ricky Martin mood that you're in, you know? So apparently we are.
It's Friday.
The morning show. Big Ricky Martin fans. 215-592-9494.
That is a really good song.
Oh, it's a good song. No, I don't think I've ever heard it played on WIP. It was just out of nowhere.
I don't think we've ever come back.
Yeah,
with
it was
that
just
one.
Out of nowhere. That's all. But yeah, good song. I agree with you. Yeah, it was a banger.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some calls in. Time's yours coming up in a few. Leading up to Joe and Hugh at 10. Let's get some calls in before we get out of here. Let's talk to our guy, JB, in Chestnut Hill. Pots and Pans.
What's up, buddy? Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
You know.
So so people don't think it's weird, when I answer the phone off the air to JB, I'm always like, my man. He's like, Pots and Pans. So
my man,
that's why I called him Pots and Pans, just so everyone knows.
That's right. We have it like that.
We got exactly. It's our thing. No big deal, all right?
I think my thing with the Phils, right? Like, we've been waiting for Painter, and then now his timeline is June, July. Why are we waiting till June? Why is he not getting more work now to find out what he's really made of?
Well, I think that I think they know what he's made of, but I think it's that they're trying to prioritize his bullets for the end of the season. And they're going to have him work, but they don't want to do max effort, bringing him up to the bigs yet, and they want to try and conserve that arm, especially, what is he, 18 months
yeah,
or so
and
out
I think
from
it's
Tommy
smart.
John?
I do, too.
I have no problem with it.
Listen, I want the young guys up. I'm like, bring up Aid, bring up this guy. But this guy, handle with care.
Yeah, especially, look, he is coming back from Tommy John still. I know he's okay, but I get your point, JB, and especially when you look at, Pittsburgh and Paul Skeens as Paul Skeens. I get it, but I am okay with the way they're kind of slow playing it.
I think it's funny that Paul Skeens' rookie card sold more for more than what he actually earned this year.
Oh, I know. It's insane, dude.
He's going to be okay. His girlfriend's making millions in NIL.
He's going to get the huge guy. Well, he's amazing. Paul Skeens is so good. He is the next great pitcher.
Just really quick on Paul Skeens. I was talking to my friend's friend who's from Pittsburgh and a big Pittsburgh sports fan. And we were talking about baseball. And he was like kind of bemoaning the Pirates and how they haven't been great. I'm like, well, you, Paul Skeens, so the future is bright. Like, Paul Skeens' rookie season was great. He's like, well, I'm sure we'll trade him away shortly. So
yeah, well, I don't blame him. I mean, Bob Nuttig is a disgrace as an owner. Yeah. He doesn't spend any money. Like, they have a generational star, like, build around him. I think your friend is right. If I were a Pittsburgh fan, I would
be like, Mark Cuban want to buy that team for, like, the longest time?
I don't know.
Because I think he's
I thought he wanted
Pittsburgh?
To buy the Cubs. Cuban, didn't he?
I thought it was.
I
Pittsburgh
think he wanted to buy the Cubs, okay, but I could be wrong. I know he wanted to get into baseball for sure. All right, go ahead, JB.
I'm just gonna say, the Pittsburgh Pirates are like the East Coast version of the Oakland A's. They just don't want to spend money,
yeah, exactly.
And they're gonna like duct tape things together.
Yep.
So,
all right, you got an answer for us, JB?
Yeah, I see a guy who one of his famous quotes is, "I've neither the time or the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps underneath the blanket of very freedom I provide and questions
the matter." It's off the board. It's off the board. I took it off the board at the top. Colonel Nathan Jessup wins every time, so I said we're taking him off the board.
How about Maverick, Lieutenant Mitchell?
Also said.
Son of a midget.
You got one more shot here.
How about I don't even know. I guess.
Wow, I'm disappointed.
I'm blanking. Sorry.
Wow, a strikeout for JB.
There's one really big one that I almost
there
took off the board.
There are a few big ones still sitting there, like some massive, massive answers. All right, let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Gaida Door and Window, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com.
All right, this weekend, Sixers and Flyers play twice. Who cares? Watch the tournament. We good? Yeah, watch the tournament.
And you got Patino and Calipari
watch
going up
tournament.
Against each other.
That's
going
to be awesome. I'm excited for that
29th time they're going to go up against each other.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I will be parked right in front of that TV.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing that St. John's and Arkansas. Dude, I think a lot of people might not even know where Cal was prior to the game yesterday. You know?
Well, his first year was kind of bumpy.
It wasn't great, but... so watch a tournament. It's the best.
And Bruiser Flint's an assistant coach. So there you go.
The UMass connection.
Yeah, you got a little connection there.
Love it. All right, let's get back to the phones and talk to our buddy Martin in Valley Forge. Martin.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Martin?
Hey, not much. John, just for your reference, I would smoke a fellow 78-born person in a 40-yard dash. I just want to go on record, Sam.
Ooh, is that a shot
confident.
At the hammer?
I'd take shots at anyone who has a persona and refers to themselves in the third person that often. I have to.
Nice. So what do you think you run?
The Martin. What do you run?
At this point, at 46, I'm probably in like the second race, 5.5 probably.
So you'll beat Joe with ease then, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I like my chances there.
I do too. I would bet
my own money on you, and I've never seen you before, Mark.
Hey, and that's a compliment as a parent. If you're going to bet at all as a parent, that means you believe.
You're damn right, buddy.
I'll put
myself in that situation.
I got to say, the optimism for the Phils, this is something the Phillies really haven't had, and it's like a weird luxury that we have, and we don't know how to deal with it. The farm system looks so good in spring right now. It's hard not to be optimistic. The only thing that is continuing to annoy me is someone telling me Taiwan Walker looked good yesterday.
Oh, God. He would have given up like 3 home runs, got whooped around.
It would have been great if he went out of body experience and made the Yankees want to buy him, but he failed
I don't care about the spring training stuff. Like, guys are working on stuff and all that, but it's more just that. You brought up this point, I think it was you, Rhea, the Rob Thomson just constantly coddling him and being like, oh, he looks great. And what?
I mean, the talking up of him. Yeah. If I was a player on that team and watched him marched out every fifth game last year, it was terrible.
Yeah, so
you just got to bite the bullet. The only reason he's being marched out is because you owe him like 30
million. Oh, I agree.
Million.
Now, to be fair, it's not like they have a million starters who could start. We saw it last year, whether it was Michael Mercado or whoever they brought up. Yeah. Like, you know, a guy who's not a major league pitcher is just as bad as Taiwan Walker. So, like, there is at least the potential for him to be slightly better than that. But look, it's just, it's frustrating to fans, and I think it comes off as super disingenuous. I can understand attaboys. Like, I can understand if there's a player who you believe will respond more to positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement. I get that, but the problem is it just comes off as nonsense and fake to us. Martin, you got an answer for us?
I mean, I got a good guy and a bad guy, and I don't think they'll win anyway. So I'm going to go to G.I. Joe. I'm going to go Cobra Commander and Sergeant Slaughter.
So Sergeant Slaughter was already off the board, but yeah, Cobra Commander is good. There you go.
That's a different Sergeant Slaughter.
It's a different Sergeant Slaughter.
Than the mentioned Sergeant
Slaughter. Oh, you're right. Yeah, of course. We're talking about the wrestling one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't remember Sergeant Slaughter from G.I. Joe, too.
Oh, yeah. He's in the mix, man. Yeah. Bad guy. Cobra Commander, though, was the worst of all. I didn't have G.I. Joes.
I had G.I. Joes.
Parents were actually worried about me because I didn't play with the Matchbox cars and the action figures the way that they expected me to.
Yeah, I was all into that stuff.
I was not.
I had
a few things. I just didn't
Transformers,
play with them.
All that stuff.
I don't know. Maybe I'll follow up with my mom.
I remember
hearing stories that they were concerned that I wasn't
We're concerned Johnny's not playing with toys.
Johnny's just sitting in his room staring at the wall.
No, I think part of it was like me being kind of blind. Might have been part of it. Like,
See the toys.
I didn't see them. Right. I didn't know the toys were there.
It's unbelievable.
So no wonder I wasn't playing
with
them.
It's legit unbelievable. You're blind. Let's get to Drew in Westchester. Drew, what up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, just real quick on the birds. You know, one thing I haven't heard people talking about is that this defense, with its youth, hasn't even necessarily reached its ceiling. Even though we've lost some guys, I mean, you know, guys like Quinion and Coop and Nolan Smith, I mean, these guys can potentially get even better as well as they played last year, especially the end, you know?
True. So, that's a point I keep making when, you know, everyone, like, we expect Jalen Hurts will be better next year. He's seen more. He's got these experiences. Like you said, Quinion and Cooper should be better. Jalen Carter could be better next season. Like, these guys are still – they could, though, right? I mean, they're
There's no question.
Jalen Carter's, what, 25 or something?
Question he will likely be
likely,
better.
Right? You know?
Because he's just growing and, learning how to be a pro. That this is what's crazy. The sky being the limit, like, that truly applies here. This guy physically, there are not. We've had someone.
It was his second season.
I think it was Dick Vermeil who said to us, "This guy does not have limits."
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you want to hear from a guy like Dick Vermeil. Like, this kid is going to continue to improve at a clip we've never seen before. So it's just a matter of how much work he's willing to put in, how much these coaches are able to teach him, and how much he can retain. He will destroy this league and continue to get better at it every year.
The little concerns I have with the defense, besides what I think are, you know, some holes, is they lost some leadership, but those are a lot of young guys.
It is a lot of young guys.
And I just, you know, I hope that...
I think,
you know,
Zach Bond is a big part of that.
He is, but I'm just saying, you know, you win the Super Bowl and you're like, yeah, I'm great, man. I got, you know, you were...
True, well, we've seen that,
You need someone to keep them humble.
Yeah.
Which I think Vic Fangio will.
Yeah, well, no,
that's
there's
a really
no
good
doubt.
Yeah,
there's
he
no
forced
doubt.
Him to watch the film after the
he
game.
He did. You know what? That's a good point.
And I do think that, you know, that is something with guys like Cooper DeJean and Quinion and the way they go about their business. And I do think the last year is they have also drafted guys who they believe work hard,
culture.
Love football, like Nolan Smith.
Yeah, culture guys. Yeah.
So I do think that you can be excited about that. But it's a great point. Look, if they won the Super Bowl, you never know how they're going to react. And they are young. So, Drew, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, the funny line, one of the funniest lines in TV, I see nothing, Sergeant Schultz.
Sergeant Schultz.
I see nothing.
There you go.
You're too young for that.
Is it MASH or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, God. Why am I blanking on it?
I don't know it.
I mean, it's
the
an
line
old,
sounds
old
familiar.
Sitcom.
I see nothing sounds
it's
familiar.
It's an old sitcom that an old engineer we used to have used
Sergeant
to watch
Schultz,
it.
Richie, any idea?
Oh, God. What's the name
no
of it?
No idea.
I mean, I'm talking old,
Hogan's
like a
Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Times Sears.
So I wanted to take this moment from my Sixers key point to say my sanity and also address the cantaloupe gate involving Joe DeCamera. To say, after further investigation, I found out that Joe, in fact, did not have relations with a cantaloupe. But it was actually an orange, because that is more of his size.
Oh, no!
Whoa. Oh! I'm not sure I understand.
He said orange is a more appropriate size. That was something, Kevin. Kevin getting a little risque with his reports. I like it.
Dave Dombrowski has failed us with Taiwan Walker. He stinks. He's done. The only reason he had wins 2 years ago was because we had great run support in 8-7 victory. Bottom line is, he failed us. Get somebody else. DFA the guy. The guy stinks. I'm yours.
DFA him.
I like that. That's aggressive.
The general manager has been DFA'd. I think we should do that. Yeah, get rid of Daryl Morey.
I'm not ready. Daryl Morey. I like DFA him in a heartbeat, yes.
Here's a flashback for you, John. Johnny, you better eat everything on your plate or else.
But Bob, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm full.
That was really funny.
Was that a really good impression?
Was that what it was like, though? Was it like
at times? Yeah. Wow. At times. Man, it was exhausting. And I had a dog, a chocolate lab.
Must have loved you.
Man, she knew. When everyone else was gone from the table and I was sitting there.
She was going to go to town.
Yeah, she had a chance.
All right, what's next?
Hey, guys. It's Joe's Phillies uniform. Devin, if he lends him to you again for opening day, please wash me. In fact, just please keep me. I had to borrow Bidet's cell phone just to make this call. You can't imagine the things he does to us. It's awful. Time's yours.
I really appreciate the inanimate objects calling in.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
It always works for me.
Have we talked to Joe about the uniform this year?
So I think we need to shut the whole thing down.
You think?
I mean, I'm
definitely not wearing it.
No one. We've won nothing with this year. Well, yes, we got back to the playoffs, but like.
But then they.
So were you
flat.
Resentful and seething while you were sitting there in the uniform last year?
No, I didn't really care. I was just excited to be back.
But you just laid it out there.
Were you like, please don't let anyone think I'm Joe from behind? That sounds horrible. You know, like.
Well, the way you said that, like, you were pretty serious about it. Like, there's no way I'm putting that uniform on again.
Well, I'll be covering the. I literally can't wear it. Like, I'll be in. You can't wear Philly stuff, especially a full uniform, when you're covering the team.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's right. You can't be a journalist and wear a Philly's uniform.
How about we DFA Joe's uniform?
There you go. I like that. Yeah. I mean, it is.
Maybe that's too
easy. No one likes
it. No, but you know he is feeling himself way too much when he wears it,
too. He loves it. He thinks he's that. He loves telling us stories like, someone thought I was a player. It's like, no, they didn't.
No one thought you were a player.
No, that didn't happen. You're lying.
How drunk were they, Joe? That was the question.
No, the person was an infant.
Yeah, it was like, oh, wow, yeah, you're bigger than me. You must be a player. Like my daughter.
That was a one-year-old
child. So he's like, you're the strongest person in the world, right? I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
I'm the strongest person alive. All right, with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Okay, two quick things to do. We're going to turn two in 1 second to get our winner for today and pick that. But we forgot to pick a winner yesterday. A lot going on at the end of the show. Joe Wechter Day and all that. So I'm going to fire off the best answers from yesterday. We're gonna pick our winner. It was who was great at something for a long time. I think the best answers we got Sonny Hill, Ichiro, Eric Clapton. Oh, Ichiro is Brazier, so that won't count. Gene Hackman, Muhammad Ali, the Habsburg dynasty. Was not expecting that, but they did for a
Eric
long time.
Clapton's a really good
I think
good
Clapton
one.
Was the one that stuck. Are we all good with Eric Clapton?
Clapton's fine.
I think it's great. All right, so congratulations to Sean. Sean is our winner from yesterday. Sean, congratulations on that. All right, now let's turn two, and then we're going to pick our winner for today. We're turning two. Just give us the best answer for a fictional service person. Let's go to our guy Jim in Philly. Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, Seltz?
What up, pal? What you got for me?
All right, he's only in uniform for about 25 seconds. Captain Michael Corleone.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. Wow, I like the outside. Good call, Jimmy. That's interesting.
That was
pretty
good.
And he is in uniform and don't walk around the city. I like the outside the box that. All right, Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, give us an answer.
I thought he was going to take mine with Captain Steve Rogers, Captain America of the Army.
So, Lou, someone
that
took it
was
earlier.
Taken.
Yes.
Well, Captain America was taken.
I like
Captain
that.
Steve Rogers was not.
Same person. Yeah, it's the same person.
Backup.
Go ahead.
I got a backup. The leader of the Unsullied, Grey Worm.
Oh, interesting.
But then,
Grey Worm, I guess he's a captain of the Unsullied, right? Now, wouldn't it be better Game of Thrones?
Title,
I feel like there are other Game of Thrones ones.
That that's Game of Thrones. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know.
Called
Lou
captain?
And Philly. Lou, no, I don't know. Lou and Philly, give us an answer.
Hey, good morning, two-time Super Bowl champion, morning crew.
Damn straight, buddy.
Yes.
Did anybody say Major Payne yet?
No.
Dude, I love that answer. Damon Wayans, shout out to Major Payne.
Excellent.
It's a fun one. Chris in Dover.
The Colonel from Dirk Diggler.
Yes, indeed.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right, one more answer. Jimmy in Westchester. Jimmy, what you got?
Hey, has anybody said Captain Miller from Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks' character?
Oh, that's a good answer there. Yeah, Tom Hanks, by the way, I just rewatched it. Tom Hanks is amazing in that movie.
He really is.
How
did
no one say Private Ryan?
He is amazing. Well, because he's kind of a jerk. No one likes Private Ryan, right?
No.
Yeah.
Still,
he got them all killed, and he lives, and everyone else dies. Anyway, spoiler alert for Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, sheesh.
It's a 30-year-old.
Spoiler alert.
All right, we got to pick a winner for today. I think of those answers, the Michael Corleone, the most interesting. Plus, I think of the answers we got earlier today, the ones that stand out to me, Captain Morgan, I thought was a really good
one. I liked
really
Captain Morgan.
I love that a lot.
That Alex Smith guy just walked by again.
Captain America is not Alex Smith.
I think Captain Morgan.
Pete Mitchell. Yeah,
do you want to go?
Captain Morgan's
a really,
really
unique creative
one.
And good.
Yeah,
all right, so shout out to Andy. Andy with the winner with Captain Morgan. All right, thank you, everyone.
Great job.
This was great job, Jimmy.
Yeah,
it was good.
Lou,
yeah. Fun show. Had a good time.
So
today.
Fun.
Yeah. Thank you to Sydney Smith on site doing a great job. Fran Rojas.
Sydney.
Overseeing.
Franny.
Or whatever that means.
Supervisor.
Shout out to Fran doing a great
for real?
Job, too. Yeah.
That's
why do you think I'm making fun of him right now, all right? You know, he's like, oh, I got to supervise Sydney, who's great at his job and knows what
great
he's doing.
Great job, Sydney.
Shout out to Sydney. Okay job, Fran. Thank you, Dan.
Good job.
Dan Wilson and Luke Nichols. Awesome job back in the studio. Appreciate you guys. Joe and you are coming up next.